My name is John Rutherford, and I work for the Recollections and Connections Project for the Springfield Library. And today we are going to be talking on March 2nd, 2010, with Joe Hensley. Joe, what would you like to talk about?
Well, I talk about my childhood and right up to today. I'm 90 years old.
Where were you born?
I was born in Savannah, Missouri, 4 miles east of Savannah on a farm. Mm-hmm.
I know that you have an immigrant grandfather. Where did he come from?
Oh, he came from Switzerland when he's 15 years old with his family and 4 brothers and sisters.
Where did you grow up and go to school?
I went to a country school near my home, one-room school.
Did you always have the same teacher?
Oh, no. Maybe 2 years have the same teacher. Always change every year, nearly. But good teachers. My sister was older than I am. She taught me in the 8th grade. And I'm so thankful for that because I graduated with honors. I don't think I would if she hadn't been insistent that I'd learn stuff. You had to pass a test in order to graduate. It counted so much. Your grades in school counted something, and then the test touched something. That's what she drilled me on, so I'd pass.
And once you got out of school, what did you do next?
Went to high school.
Okay.
In Savannah, Missouri. That's where I graduated from.
How did you get back and forth to school if you live 4 miles from there?
Well, the first year, my freshman year, I walked the 4 miles back and forth. But the next year, I stayed in town in the house.
When did you graduate?
1937.
How many students were in your class?
Oh, about 400.
Oh, it was big. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, what did you do after high school?
I went to business college in St. Joe, Platte Guard. I went there. I had taken a business course in high school, so I went on to business college to get more of it.
Did you graduate from that college?
Yes, I did. Uh-huh. I graduated from there, called Platte Guard.
Okay.
In St. Joseph.
Did you go to work after college?
I met a lady at the cafeteria where I worked for my meals. It was a leading cafeteria in St. Joe, and I met a lady there. She came every day and ate lunch. She asked me what I was doing. I told her, going to business college. And she said, well, you stay with it, and in the spring I'll have a job for you. And that was good, because jobs were hard to get then, back in those days. So that's where I went after I graduated. It was Meyerhofer Funeral Home, of all places. I went there as secretary and bookkeeper. That's what I'd taken in college. And I was there quite a while.
What other jobs did you have?
Well, from there, my husband went in the Navy when the war came along. So I went to the bakery and checked in the salesmen. When they came in, I would check their money and what they sold. And that's where I learned to count money.
So you were responsible for the finance of the company?
Yeah, and to make the bank deposit. And that was the Lord's leading, because when my husband in the Navy out of Norfolk, Virginia, I went out there after a while. He got to be an instructor, and so he was going to be there for a while. So I went out there, and the first day they sent me out to the Army base to count money from the post exchanges, and I knew how to count money, so I got a job right away.
How did you come back to Missouri?
How did I come back?
Yep.
Oh, not for a long time. I was out there about 5 years before I came back. But I checked that job for about 2 years. And then my husband went to sea. So I got to go to Houston and Charleston, South Carolina. And then eventually San Diego. Because I knew he was on a ship, and if he got on the West Coast, he would come in to San Diego, and I would be there. But he didn't come in for a long time. So I got another job at a furniture store, booking. And then the war was over with Japan, and they sent the ship back. And he called and said, I'm going home. I've been in a long time and had enough points to go home. I said, oh, I just got a job. He said, well, quit it. So I had to tell them that I was going home and I couldn't keep a job. So that's what I did. Came home.
And what did you do after the war?
Well, we went to Kansas City, and he went to work for General Motors, and I worked for War Assets, they called it, cleaning out the warehouses from the war. I worked there for a while. And then I had my son, so I quit work, and he got transferred with General Motors down here. So we came to Springfield. Well, first we went to Nevada, and my daughter was born there. Then we came on to Springfield, and been here ever since. And when the children were older, I went to work for IDS. It's insurance and bonds and stocks. Insurance and stocks.
What kind of community activities did you like to get involved in?
Well, I belong to the Lioness Group. My husband was a Lioness, and we belong to the Lioness Group. And, of course, I've been active in the church all my life. And in the church I had was president of the women's group. And also I had charge of the church dinners. I could bring the tables and get them ready and get the food ready for them. We had lots of Sunday school parties at my house. We always had somebody at their house.
How big was your family?
My family.
Once you got married.
The ones in my family.
Yeah.
My brothers and sisters.
Okay.
I had one sister and two brothers. There was four of us. And then I had two children myself. Bob and Nancy. My son now has his own business in Hartford, Connecticut. He has financial services and estate planning and insurance. And my daughter is a hygienist, married to a dentist in Republic, Missouri. So I do have her close. That's good.
So you have family still around you here.
Well, I couldn't get along without her. She comes and takes me to different things. And on trips, this summer, I went to Kansas City to my grandson's graduation from dental school. And now he's down here doing dental work. And then later on, I went to Indiana, north of Fort Wayne, to my great, I guess it would be, nephew's graduation from high school. And then I went to Nashville, Tennessee, to my new granddaughter, great-granddaughter, and my grandson had a little girl. I went there, and it seemed like I went someplace else. I can't remember what it was. But I had lots of traveling this summer. But I couldn't have gone if my daughter hadn't taken me.
That's wonderful to have family who can who can travel with you.
Oh, yeah, it really is. We drove all the places except the Connecticut, and we flew out there.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Well, how I met my husband.
Okay, great.
When I worked at the cafeteria, there was a lady there that worked at the Frog Hop. That's a big dance place where all the big bands came in. She said, they pay you $20 a night if you go out there, Saturday night. Well, I never heard $20 in that day. It wouldn't be anything now, but there's lots of money then. So I said, I'll sure go with you. So I went out there and served a 7-Up and people stuff for their drinks. They brought their own liquor. You served as 7-Ups. Well, after it there several Saturday night, they wanted me to be an instructor on dance floor. Men would ride up on one side, and we'd line up there. You took whoever came up. Well, Lord and behold, it was my husband. I didn't know then, of course, but I liked him very much, and he liked me. So we danced all evening, and then we started going out. So went together about 2 years, I guess. Then we got married. That's how I met him, at a dance hall.
Do you both love to dance still?
We did then, huh?
Mm-hmm. Wow, mm-hmm. That's great.
When we were in Norfolk, Virginia, we didn't have much money. He was in the Navy, and I used my salary to pay for things. So we'd go on Saturday night up to where the streetcars turned around to go back to the city. We get a bag of popcorn and a Coke and watch people. We're people watchers. But once a month, we saved up, and we'd get on the ferry going to Baltimore, Maryland. And they had a dance floor, and you had your supper on there. And that was our treat for the month. You go out and turn around and come back. It's about an hour, I think, going up, an hour to come back. But you had a good supper, and you were dancing. So that was good.
Wow, that is a terrific story.
Uh-huh. Then later on, he got transferred with General Motors down here to Springfield. And that's, we were here quite a while and raised our children here. And they went to Park Crest High School. Bob was a football player, and Nancy was a cheerleader. So that was good. And then after they were raised, we took lots of trips overseas. When they were home with us, we had a motor home, and we traveled every state. And went northeast and southeast, northwest and southwest, and saw lots of things. Enjoyed the motor home very much. Then after they were gone, we started going overseas. And we went to Italy and Switzerland and Germany, Austria, and we always landed in London, England, but saw the history over there. Very, I got to see where my grandparents came from in Switzerland, so that was good. It was kind of west of Bern, they called it, but that we saw that. It was lots of fun. Then my husband got sick and we didn't get to go anymore. But in 2006, I had a stroke. I don't know why, but the Lord knows. And he had watched over me all those years, so I know he'd watch over me now. And I never had used my left hand. I thought I never could use it. Uh-huh. So my stroke was on the right side, so I had to use my left hand. I missed my mouth quite a few times, but now I can hit it. And I couldn't write, but I practiced so I can write my name pretty good. So you can do things if the Lord helps you.
The gifts that are passed out are just amazing when you think about it.
They really are. They really are. So that's about my story. I loved when I was little, I loved to climb trees and find out birds' nests. I forgot what kind of birds, what kind of eggs they laid. And I thought it's funny if I went someplace and they didn't know what kind of a bird was in a tree, because we had lots of trees in the yard. And I climbed all over and knew what bird and what kind of bird, and what kind of nest and what color egg. I thought that was funny. And then later on in my life, I collected birds. I collected birds, lots of birds. But 4 years ago, I started collecting frogs. And that reason I did it, frogs never go backwards. They always go forward. And I was down to Silver Dollar City, and I found a little plaque that said, "Fully rely on God." It was a frog. It said, "Fully rely on God," F-R-O-G. So I started collecting. Everybody gives me frogs. I got so many in my room, I'm going to have to move out and let them have it, I think. Then I got two real little frogs in a jar. Somebody gave them for my birthday. They gave me two little frogs, and I have to feed them twice a week, little pills. One's big and one's little. I named them Freddie and Franklin. And they're always knowing it's time to eat.
So you're a pet lover too, huh?
Yeah. So I got a lot of frogs. Must have about 60. So when I had my stroke, I was in St. John's for 6 weeks. And they were awful good to me. And helped me to learn to walk again. And I can walk with my cane. But I have my electric chair, and it's so much fun to get in it. That rather than walk, I'd rather ride in it. But then I went to Mander for about a year over there, stayed there. And I heard of this place, assisted living. I came out here, and I've been out here since 7, 6, 7. Yeah, the fall of 7. So I've been here about 3 years. And when they build the new apartments in the back, I moved in one of them. I have 2 bedrooms and living room and little kitchen. Mm-hmm. So the Lord's been good to me. I give him all the praise and glory and honor. Because if it hadn't been for him, I wouldn't have done the things I did.
You have just been a jewel of information today.
Well, thank you.
I really appreciate you coming in and sharing some of your memories with us, Joe.
Okay. Thank you for listening.
Sure.
Recorded as part of the Springfield Green County Library District's 2010 Big Read. For more information, contact the library at 417-883-5366 or visit us on the web at thelibrary.org.